Five bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Fire fighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll drop in at Fire Station headquarters where Tim Collins and his young brother Jimmy are looking over the display of articles Jimmy and the rest of the junior firefighters have gathered for the Firefighters Antique Sale. Chief Cody has let the boys store and display the antiques at headquarters station until the sale, and today Jimmy is showing his big brother the collection, neither of them realizing that they are suddenly to have their attention switched from antiques to a baffling mystery. We'll learn more about it just as soon as we hear this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to headquarters station where Tim Collins, on his day off, is being shown the accumulated treasure of antiques which are on display at the fire station, waiting the junior firefighter's sale. His guide on this conducted tour is his young brother, Jimmy. And although they don't realize it at the moment, they're about to be jolted out of this innocent pastime by one of the most incredible mysteries the fire department has ever known. But right now, Jimmy is saying to Tim...
And over in this corner, we have...
Weighing 27 and a half pounds, wearing a purple shade, a fine Victorian table lamp.
All right, so you're feeling good because this is your day off. But can't you let me show you the swell collection of antiques?
Well, sure, Jimmy. I think they're fine. You kids have done a great job rounding up all these broken down pieces of furniture.
Ah, there you go again. They're not broken down, they're antiques. And the junior firefighters stand to make a nice profit when we sell them.
I know it, Jimmy. I'm just kidding you. I know a lot of them are valuable, too. I ought to, after the business with that jade snuffbox.
Yeah, whoever would have thought that was worth thousands of dollars?
Yeah. Was Mrs. Wilcox glad to get it back?
Oh, she was tickled to death. She even cried a little. I guess she can really use the money.
Yeah, it is a nice thing to have around. Jimmy, where's the chief, I wonder? I just noticed his car's out.
He's out on the fire, probably. Which reminds me, something's been bothering the chief lately. He looks worried.
Yeah? Well, I hadn't particularly noticed. Are you sure?
Well, something's wrong, I know. In the last few days, while I've been working around here getting ready for the sale, I've noticed it. He isn't his usual cheery self at all.
Oh, well, he works pretty hard, maybe.
Oh, here comes the chief now. Yeah. You take a close look and see if you don't think there's something wrong.
All right. Hello, chief.
Hello, Tim, Jimmy. What are you doing down at headquarters, Tim? Isn't your duty rescue?
Oh, of course, sir, but this is my day off, and I was just... looking over Jimmy's antique.
When I get a day off, I get away from firehouses. Clear out. Get a change.
Well, I do, too, Chief. Do you mean you don't want me around headquarters?
Oh, of course, Tim. Don't mind me. I'm afraid I'm not myself these last few days. You're always welcome around here, and you know it.
Oh, well, thanks, sir. I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well.
Oh, my health's all right. Nothing wrong with that. It's just... Well, I might as well tell you, Tim, I'm baffled.
Yes, sir. What seems to be the trouble?
Baffled and worried. During the last 3 days, Tim, there have been 3 fires. All of them origin unknown.
Well, gee, that is a little unusual, isn't it? Usually there's some clue as to the cause. Isn't that right, Chief?
Yeah, most every fire has a known origin, or if it's not exactly known, you can deduce how it probably started.
Yes, sir. And these three?
Not a whisper of a clue. Not even a hint.
Huh.
To add to the mystery, today, just now, I've come from another fire. Origin unknown.
Oh, gosh, weren't there any witnesses or anybody who might have seen something?
Not a person. This last was in the bedroom. Whole room ablaze when we got there. Woman of the house in the basement. No open fires, no electrical appliances on, nothing.
Hmm. And that's the cause of your feeling out of sorts, huh?
It's got me plain buffaloed, Tim. Never saw anything like this before. 4 completely baffling and mysterious fires.
Well, Chief, could it be an arsonist?
I'm beginning to think so, Tim. Although there's none of the usual characteristics of a firebug's work around these blazes. It just seems to spring up like magic. Why, in this last...
Uh-oh. Another one in your district, Chief.
Yeah, Cherry Hill section.
Yes, sir.
Let's roll! You want to go along for a ride, you Collinses?
Gee, could we, Chief?
Sure, hop in my car. And I just hope that this call is a nice, uncomplicated brush fire set by some thoughtless old woman.
Rolling to the Cherry Hill section, the chief lets the big car nose its way easily through the traffic, all the time thinking not of the fire he's riding to, but of the four unexplained mystery fires that are beginning to haunt him like a bad dream. As he pulls up to a small one-family house in the residential district, the engine company already has a ladder up to a back porch roof, which is a massive flame.
Gee, this is quite a blaze, don't you?
Yeah, but the boys will have it under control. Just a roof fire. Better get a ladder up on the other side, too.
Yes, sir. She could be a quick burner in an old frame house like that, but luckily she didn't get much of a start.
Yeah, they'll lock her down in no time.
Yes, sir.
Get a charge in that line there.
Oh, here comes water, Chief. Oh, boy, it makes me itch to get in there, seeing the old stream hit that blaze.
Want to get back to an engine company, Tim?
Well, sir, I like rescue fine, but...
But you're an engine man at heart. I know. So is your father, Ben. Well, looks like that about does it.
Yes, sir. Boys really licked that one in a hurry.
Now, let's take a look and see if we can find the cause.
Uh-huh.
And if this one is origin unknown, I'll be ready to turn in my helmet.
Well, the chief is really disturbed about this strange series of mystery fires. Almost seems to expect another even before he makes an investigation. As the engine company overhauls, the chief carefully looks over the remains of the half-burned roof. He questions Mrs. Tupper, the owner of the house, interviews neighbors next door, and then returns to the fire, pokes around among the charred shingles and boards, and finally climbs down the ladder and walks over to Tim and Jimmy, who have been watching the investigation.
Oh, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, you mean, Chief?
Not a trace of a cause. Just as bewildering and unexplainable as the other four.
Well, couldn't the woman who owns the house tell you anything?
Not a thing. She insists there was no fire in the furnace. No one in the upper rooms who could have tossed out a cigarette. No incinerators burning nearby. No sign of a short circuit. I tell you, this thing is getting me down.
Well, there must be some reasonable explanation. What about your firebug theory, Chief?
Well, it may be, but still it doesn't look right for an arsonist job. As I told you before, there's usually a familiar pattern that comes out in a series of fires set by the same person.
Yes, sir. You mean he leaves certain trademarks, certain...
That's right. Usually a firebug will use some means to start his fires.
Uh-huh.
Usually leaves some evidence sooner or later. Oil can, piece of greasy rag.
Oh, what does the arson squad say? Have they investigated these other fires?
Yep, thoroughly. And they're baffled, too.
But something is causing them. A fire doesn't just suddenly appear from nowhere.
You're right, my boy. And I'd give a fur-trimmed fire boot to solve this riddle. In all my years, I've never run up against anything.
Chief.
Yes, Tim.
Sir, I know this is a crazy idea,
well,
but...
Well, spill it, son.
Well, sir, I think I could find out what... Well, what or who is causing these fires, sir.
You, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Arson squad's been on the case for days and hasn't turned up a thing. Why do you think that...
I don't know, sir, but I feel there must be something. Some small detail or clue that's been overlooked. And if you'd let me...
Well, maybe it's not such a bad idea. Maybe that's what's needed, a fresh viewpoint, a brand new approach. What do you say, Jimmy? You think your big brother would make a good fire detective?
Well, he's pretty good at ferreting out where I hide my candy at home.
Yeah, I believe it's worth a try. Tim, as of today, you are detached from rescue company for temporary duty as... Special investigator, reporting to me.
Oh, that suits me fine, Chief. Thanks.
And I'll be thanking you if you can solve the mystery of this strange series of unexplained fires.
Well, I wonder if Tim has bitten off more than he can chew when he volunteered to play fire detective and try to crack the case of the mysterious fires. It's a pretty challenging assignment, one that could lead him and Jimmy into all kinds of adventures. Now, to learn what happens when he tries to track down the clues to the Tupper and Riley fires, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. Now, in just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, just how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But right now, let's listen to this message. And now, boys and girls, here's Chief Bob Cody with a very special notice for all of you in the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Most of you know already how to report a fire, but it bears repeating. Now, here are three important things you should do now, before a fire. First, learn the location of the nearest fire alarm box. Two, know how to turn in an alarm by telephone. Three, keep the fire department telephone number posted in plain sight next to your phone. Well, that's all for now. Till I drop in next time, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.